Father, we thank you today, Lord, that we can come into this place and that we can join together, Lord, and that we can lift up the name of Jesus. And Father, I pray for every woman in this sanctuary today, Lord, that we are blessed. I speak a blessing over us today, Lord. And Father, I pray that the joy of the Lord will fill us, that every burden will be removed and destroyed and be put down. And Father, I pray that this food will nourish our bodies and that we will remember, we'll have great memories from today as we fellowship with one another, as we get to know the ladies that we're with, Father. Let us learn something new about each other and something exciting. Let us build strong, lasting relationships in this place today. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, ladies.
He gives beautiful ashes, strength for fear, gladness for mourning, peace for despair. He gives beautiful ashes, strength for fear, gladness for mourning, peace for despair. When sorrow surround you, when suffering hangs heavy on your head, know that tomorrow brings wholeness and healing. God knows your need, just believe what he said. He gives beautiful ashes, strength for fear, gladness for despair. He gives beautiful ashes, strength for fear, gladness for mourning, peace for despair. When what you've done keeps you from moving on, when fear wants to make itself at home in your heart, know that forgiveness wholeness and healing. God knows your need, just believe what he said. He gives beautiful ashes, strength for fear, gladness for mourning, peace for despair. He gives beautiful ashes, strength. A display of his plan where all can see. I once was, but God has found me. I was bound, I've been set free. Been made righteous in his sight. A display of his plan where all can see. He gives beautiful ashes, strength for fear, gladness for mourning, peace for despair. He gives beautiful ashes, strength for fear, gladness for mourning, peace for despair. He gives beautiful ashes, strength for fear, gladness for mourning, peace for despair. He gives beautiful ashes, strength for fear, gladness for mourning, peace for despair, peace for despair. He gives peace for despair, peace for
sweet aroma fill my life. Rose of Sharon, show me how to Lord, shine down on me. Let your love shine through me in the night. Lead me, Lord, I'll follow. Anywhere you open up the door. Let your word speak to me. Show stars shine down on me. Let your love shine through me in the night. Lord, I see a world that's dying, wounded by the master of deceit. When I think of all you are in my life and in my heart, no words can say what I feel. 'Cause if everything is true, it's what I found in you. Lord, to me there's nothing so real. And though there is no way I can repay you, I'll give you whatever you want. I live a life that says you give me every song with my air. Could I take their place and pour out my heart to you? But what they don't understand is to know your grace firsthand, how it feels to love like I do. Yes, you bring me to my knees with your kindness. There's nothing so long, all alone, I'll
Faith is rising tonight. Faith is rising.
The presence of the Lord is here. I say, the presence of the Lord is here.
Praise God. God is so good, isn't he? Amen. Amen. I'm just so excited to be here with all of you today. Thank you for inviting me, Sister Fiona. This is so exciting. This is my vision for our church. My husband is the pastor of a church in Ephrata. It's a small church. We only have a few members there. And I can see this happening in our church real soon, right? Grace, okay, thank you. Grace is from our church, but Fiona and Grace are sisters. Many of you probably already know that. So today I'm going to talk a little bit about aromatherapy. I am a certified natural herbalist, doctor of naturopathy. I do voice bioanalysis. I'm a specialist with that. And in my bag of tricks, or so to speak, I love this sense of aromas. And how many of us just like wearing fragrances? Anybody ever hear of aromatherapy before or ever had any experience with aromatherapy before? So a few of you have a little bit of experience. But I'm gonna just briefly, I'm gonna try to keep it 15 minutes. And if I get too long-winded, somebody go like this to me, because I get wrapped up in this and I get so excited about aromatherapy that I kind of forget to stop, because I could tell you in about 7.5 days what I'm going to tell you in 15 minutes. So we'll get started. And okay, so aromatherapy, before we start, I want to read a scripture to you, because I think it's appropriate that we understand that we as Christians are the aroma of Christ. So in 2 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 15, it says, "For we are the sweet fragrance of Christ unto God, among those who are being saved and among those who are perishing. To the latter is that an aroma from death to death. To the former, it is the smell, an aroma from life to life." Can you imagine aroma, life, the sense of life? And today we're going to be talking about treatment with scent. Did you realize that aromatherapy, there's more to it than just smelling it? That you could actually have an effect on your body, whether it's emotional or physical. Okay, Les. Thanks. Okay, first of all, how many of you know that many stores promote aromatherapy as a way to relax? How many are familiar with lavender? Okay, and we go into these Bath and Body Works or a lot of different stores, and we smell the oils, and they smell awesome to us. Okay, Les, what's a good signal for me to keep you going here? Just raise my hand or jump or shout or what? Oh, okay. Okay, while they're working on that, got it? Okay, so when you go to just any store and you pick up just any aroma, let me tell you something, there is no therapeutic value to it. It just smells good. I like that. And it also misrepresents the true healing, the potential of essential oils. In fact, how many of you know that we have a failure of so-called wonder drugs, but essential oils are effective in the battle against disease for both physical and emotional health? So we do have a broken medical system. There is a current health crisis in America. And 50% of Americans will be affected by one of these five diseases, including medical bloopers, doctor's mistakes. I spoke to a class one time I was teaching, and the woman said, please don't give my name, don't tell what hospital I work with, but she worked in the claims department, and she said, it is so true what you are saying, that there are a lot of medical bloopers out there, you just don't hear it because it gets hushed. And so we have, you want to go back just one? We have these major illnesses. You may have or know of somebody who has one of these symptoms, heart disease, cancer, obesity, or diabetes. And it's prominent. Look around in our nation and just take a good look. In case you haven't had your eyes open, ladies, we have a lot of symptoms in our society in America. Okay? In fact, John Hopkins School of Hygiene and Public Health reports. Wait till you get a load of this. You can't see that real well, but let me read it to you. There are 12,000 unnecessary surgeries. Now, this isn't recent. This is at least 5 years ago that I picked up these facts. 7,000 medication errors in hospitals, 20,000 other errors in other hospitals, 80,000 infections in hospitals, 106,000 negative effects of drugs, which is a total of 225,000 deaths per year. That's astonishing. I don't want to be one of those statistics, do you? So are you in control of your health? Do you have a choice? Do you have a solution? How do you plan to support your body's natural ability to heal itself? And do you realize that if you cut your hand, what happens? That hand forms a scab. The body will heal itself on its own. It's a natural method that God has given us to heal. Our bodies were designed to heal. So what is the solution? Well, prevention, obviously. Not treatment. Once you are under medical treatment, that's not the answer. It covers up the symptoms. So we want prevention. So what is aromatherapy exactly? It is the practice of using volatile plant oils for the treatment of mind and body. Do you ever go outside in a garden and just take a whiff of the flowers and just feel so good? I think God gave us flowers for more than just one reason. It's just, you know, and I have in my garden, I have a perennial show of flowers, so every 2 weeks I'm getting something different. Right now I've been so busy it doesn't look good, but I still get a waft of air coming in. I'll smell my lavender, or I'll smell the irises, or I'll smell something good, the lilies, and it's just a nice scent, and it lifts you up. How many times have you had somebody give you a bouquet of roses? And today I think Fiona's giving you all a bouquet of enjoyment with each other's, you know, pleasure here today. It's just awesome what she's designed here. And so it's more than just, in fact, let me put it to you this way. Have you ever had a scent in your brain when somebody walked by and that reminds you of a person, place, or thing, or a situation? Yes, so aromatherapy is designed to help with the treatment of the body, both physically and mentally. Essential oils protect you, they cleanse you, they can also build your stamina. So there's so many different oils out there. As I said, it would take me about 7.5 days nonstop just to talk about aromatherapy. But when we talk about protection, we're talking about maybe having a cold or something like that where you can apply. Let's talk about eucalyptus. Anybody ever hear of eucalyptus? Yes, absolutely. That's one of the things that, you know, you can find a plant and it just smells so good. And just having it in the air makes you feel better and helps to cleanse you as well. And essential oils, you can build your body with them as well, because it's too much to talk about the chemistry of all the essential oils, but I have books back there to peruse through. You can take a look at the books, and they're not for sale, but I can guide you to a place where you can get some good, reliable books. Certainly don't just take my information. You want to really take a look and study on aromatherapy. There's a whole chemistry of aromatherapy. When it talks about the chemistry of aromatherapy, you might have sesquiterpenes, which are in maybe the sandalwood oils. They're blood-brain barriers that these oils can actually go through and help clear the brain out. So, okay. Essential oils are composed of carbon, hydrogen, oxygen, nitrogen, and minerals. And guess what 5 elements we have in our bodies? So we resonate very easily with essential oils. We also have oxygen, nitrogen, carbon, minerals, hydrogen. Our bodies are composed of the same things. So God knew what he was doing. He gave us the plant kingdom for not only to ingest and to eat, but to also to heal our bodies. Essential oils are gentle and subtle, yet they powerfully assist the body to heal. There have been so many studies done. I've studied a little bit of Dr. Gary Young. I don't know if anybody is familiar with Young Living Essential Oils, but I studied some of his results that actually, when you apply oils to your body, even without ingesting them, they travel through the body to help activate healing. We'll talk a little bit more about that in a second. Essential oils actually increase the bioavailability of nutrients. Anybody know what bioavailable means? So if you take a pill and you take a solid pill and it goes down, sometimes it doesn't break up. But if you take a liquid, you get that right into your, it doesn't even go into your digestive system, it already gets into your cells right away. So when we're talking bioavailable, what we mean is it gets in through there right away. So whenever you have oils applied to your skin, the skin is the largest organ of the body, so whenever you put oils on the skin, if you magnified our skin 1,000 times, you'd see all these little tiny holes, and you'd be able to see how the essential oils just seep right into the cells to help heal. They decrease airborne chemicals. You want to go back just one more, Les? Thanks. Decrease airborne chemicals. In other words, I have this formula that I put together, and I called it the sanitizer. So every time I go to get gas, I take the sanitizer out after I've pumped the gas, after I've got the smell on my hands of gas, and after I've got the smell of gas in my brain and my nose and polluting my brain, I take my sanitizer out that I've put together with essential oils, and I spray my hands, and I inhale that to clear my lungs from those toxic chemicals, those toxic scents. So essential oils have the ability to decrease airborne chemicals. They also have the ability to increase memory. I actually called one formula Memory Lane. And they also increase energy. I was out in my garden a few years ago, not too long ago, and I did a dumb thing. It was hot out there, and I kept pushing myself and pushing myself and pushing myself to where I was exhausted. I think I had heat exhaustion. My husband came out after work, and he was trying to get my attention, and I said, please, just get me back to the house. He said, oh, come on down. I want to show you this new tree I've planted. I said, I'm serious. I need to get back to the house. I don't think he understood what I was trying to tell him, because I was becoming delirious, and I was walking down with him, and I actually collapsed on the ground. He had to take me back in the house. I was that dehydrated. And so when I got back into the house, I said, just take me to my essential oils. The phone started ringing. I couldn't even see straight. My eyes were kind of blurry, and I knew where my oils were. I had them all alphabetical, so I could just basically pick out the ones I needed. I said, quick, grab me the basil. Where is it? You know, husbands, I'm sorry. So anyways, I knew exactly where it was. I grabbed the basil oil. I started inhaling it. The phone started ringing. I picked up the phone, and within minutes, I was cognizant again. I was able to get my thoughts back together again. So they're very powerful as far as energy. They also aid in digestion. How many of us will take a peppermint candy, sugar, and we'll put it in our mouth either for to refresh our breath, which it never does, or to assist with our stomach, which it may or may not help. But peppermint essential oil is actually soothing to the stomach. It's actually, it helps with memory. It actually helps with pain when you apply it topically. It also helps with digestion. So essential oils have so many varied purposes. Okay, now you can flip there. In fact, just one drop of an essential oil has balancing properties to affect the brain. We have this little center in our brain. It's called the limbic region of the brain, which is our memory center. And as I said earlier, one scent can cause you to remember a place, person, thing, event, something of that nature. I had a supervisor who wore patchouli all the time, and you could smell her. She'd be down there by that table, and you could smell her coming because it was a very potent, woodsy, grounding oil. Essential oils have a hormone-like effect without the chemical side effects of drugs. And as I said, there's some oils that I've put together, combinations, and someone asked me, what can I do? I've got cramps all the time. Every time I have that time of the month, I have PMS symptoms. So I've made a formula called PMS Support, and we just applied it topically to the tummy, applied a little hot compress, and it's just awesome how that just makes everything, even hormones, even your emotions. When you have these days where you go, it helps to calm you down quite a bit. Okay, essential oils travel throughout the body and affect the cells within 20 minutes. They've done studies on certain oils such as thyme, which is very healing. It's an oregano. They all have some properties such as phenols and different ketones and things in there that actually affect the cells. They've taken petri dishes and they've put in bacteria in petri dishes. They've put the drugs in one petri dish as a sample, and they took the essential oils in another petri dish to see which one did its job most effectively. And guess which one worked better? The essential oils. Okay. So essential oils increase resistance to disease so that people who use them have a 65 to 75% faster recovery from illness. My grandchildren can experience this. They probably don't remember it because when they were little, and I was experimenting with them. I had one granddaughter who was about 2.5, 3 years old, and the doctors said she had to have tubes put in her ears, and I says, no, we're not going there. So I applied oils to her back, which your spine will harbor bacteria in your back. So I applied specific oils to her back, on her feet, and especially when she was asleep at nighttime, and she'd wake up, not really awake, but she'd go like this. She could taste them in her mouth. And she did not have to have the surgery for her ears. Essential oils are highly concentrated. In fact, they are so concentrated that you don't need a whole lot. Today I gave Kelly and Tracy a sample of peppermint oil, and I said, don't take the whole drop. It will really, it will just really, really burn your tongue, actually. And it can burn your skin. So you have to be careful with essential oils. By the way, never, 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 ever put essential oil drops in your ears directly. So if you're going to do anything for ears, I have a formula called Tender Ears that have actually helped mothers with children who have had severe earaches just by applying it on the outside of the ear behind the ear at the mastoid area. So essential oils evaporate very quickly because they are, when you think about volatile, that means to fly. So as soon as you open the essential oil bottle, you want to make sure you put that lid on as quickly as possible because they evaporate very, very rapidly into the air. Lavender. I'm just going to tell you a little bit about one of my favorite oils. I've already told you about one of the other favorite oils, which is peppermint oil. The other one is lavender, and it's very calming and relaxing. In fact, it's an anti-inflammatory. So if you get the correct lavender oil and it's not adulterated, I have a bottle back there that says 100% pure grade essential oil. And when I test it against the one that is good, better quality, it just can't compare. If you get a quality that is not good, what happens, instead of being anti-inflammatory, it'll cause inflammation. So you have to be very careful with essential oils. So the pure essential oil of lavender is anti-inflammatory, and there's a whole story that goes about behind that with the gentleman, he's from France, and don't ask me to say his name, Gattefosse, I think is his last name, but he actually did an experiment with lavender oil where he actually singed his arm, and you could smell the burning flesh, and when he applied lavender oil to it, it actually healed it. In fact, I have somebody, an experience with somebody who, and I'm going on 15 minutes, I'm going too far. Want me to stop? Headaches, okay. All right, headaches, okay. All right, we'll wrap it up here. Headaches, if you have a headache, two of the oils that are really, really effective are peppermint and lavender. Let's just go through this. So here's ways to use essential oils. You can throw a towel over your head with a nice steamy pot of water and drop a bit in and inhale the oils. You can use topical application, as you can see there, the hands. You can rub it on the feet. You can put it behind the ears. You can use it as a massage. Use it into your face in certain areas. You can use it for cooking. We have nutmeg. We have coriander. Those are the types of oils. You can also use peppermint oil, one drop in a gallon of water, and you can have mint tea for the whole day. You can use it as a fragrance replacement. Many people will smell this oil on me and say, oh, that smells so good. What they don't realize is that they're actually being healed as they're smelling me. So there's a purpose for it. How long is it? You won't smell it, but it may have an effect up to 5 months. Yeah. Okay, so you can also use it as an air freshener. I have a couple samples back there of an air freshener. Great for the bathroom, kitchen, bedroom. You can also use oils to make memories. Just have nice oils in your... Do you want me to take questions? Yes. Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes. Is there another... other ways to use essential oils, you can use them on dogs. Don't ever use them on cats. It could be very toxic for cats. So just to let you know that. So have fun with aromatherapy and enjoy health naturally. Okay, any other questions? I think that's the end. All right.
Are you motivated to get some essential oils? I'll tell you something. Dr. Kathy mixed me up a batch. Is that what you gave me? That thing that you gave me is floral essence, right? Flower therapy. It's a little different than the essential oil. But she also does something called flower therapy, which is awesome. I think that has the same effect in some degree. You put that in your mouth, and it does things to you that you could try to do willpower-wise and doesn't work. But this helps. So while you're back there, talk to her about that. There's something else I'd like to bring your attention to. She has a goodie bag. It actually says goodie bag on it. Back at her table that she'd like to give all the ladies, if you go back there, she'd like to give you a goodie bag that has a lot more information about her. And today in your program, you see a big square block that's green. It has $30 on it, or yeah. If you'd like to visit her and you're a first-time client, if you've never visited her before, you could utilize this, but you do need to take the program into her. And she'll give you this deal that she's giving us. It's $120 value. It's a good deal. Where is Douglasville? That was my question too. It's just beyond Reading. Yeah, if you live in Lebanon, it's a lot closer for you than if you live here. But I'll tell you what, my husband, wave, Doug. That's somebody I forgot to introduce. This is my husband, Pastor Doug. My husband and I and my 7-year-old son, you'll see him walking around in his little shirt jacket and his black pants. We all go to see Dr. Kathy, and we do the drive, but we make it fun. We read. We get a lot of books read since we've been seeing Dr. Kathy. And we make it fun, and we make it an adventure, and all of us do this together. So it becomes a family event. And so if you would like to pursue, you know, take a couple months out of the year this year and just dedicate it to getting healthier. That's what we've done. And it's made a huge difference. If we didn't do it, we'd still be the way we were. We still would have lived for 3-4 months, but it would just have been a little bit more miserable than what it's been recently. So if you have issues with like migraines and stuff, she's the best person to see about this stuff because she can help you out a lot. All right? So I just wanted to let you know of all these wonderful opportunities we have for you today. Thank you, Dr. Kathy. That was awesome. Ladies, you're going to get to hear another song, but feel free to still enjoy. That cake is so good. Can I just say? We told Dr. Kathy that today is the day where we're going to eat whatever we want. And she's allowed us to do that. But who's had the cake? You guys have had the cake? Isn't it awesome?
Yeah.
Oh, it's delicious. So enjoy, ladies.
You hold my every moment. You calm my raging seas. You walk with me through fire and heal all my disease. I trust in you.
you want to make your way back to your table, we'll get going here with some other things that we have for you today. Are you having fun so far? It sounds like you're making some new friends, meeting some new people, you know, finding out some new information. How many of you found some solutions back there, Dr. Kathy, already? Yeah, good. So I got to break up her party back there because she keeps partying. She's not even there. They're still partying. That's awesome. So we're going to have a song. Are you ready? So I want to round you guys up because we're going to have a song, and then we're going to have this poem. And then we're going to have some more songs. Another song. Not some more songs, another song. But go ahead.
You're my beloved, you're my bride. To sing over you is my delight. Come away with me, my love. Under your mercy, come and wait till standing face to face. I see no stain in you, my child. You're beautiful to me. So sing over you my song of peace. Cast all your cares down at my feet. Come and find your rest in me. I'll breathe my life inside of you. I'll bear you up on take you to my quiet waters. I'll restore your soul. Come rest in me and be made whole. You're my beloved, you're my bride. To sing over you is my
For Ashes by Fiona Pishka. I looked like nothing, like something someone would pass by. That's what I felt like before you came into my life. No one could see my beauty. All they could see was the pain. I never thought that life would be worth living again. I knew I had value inside that I could never quite declare until I found you and you drew me near. Quickly I triumphed. I leaped like a gazelle. I laughed. I cried. I released what I had to tell. You found beauty in me. You showed me my destiny. I blossomed at your touch. I grew rich in your love. You captured my heart and soul. To you, I kept coming back for more. Your love poured over me like rain. You took my ashes and turned me to beauty again. It's you that I will continue to pursue. It's you that makes everything brand new. It's you and only you. I have to name your name. On the mountaintop, I must proclaim your name that's higher than any other, greater than men of power, higher than any tower, and closer than any brother. The name that is above all names, the name that frees us all from pain, the greatest name that can live in us. It's you, my Jesus.
He gives beauty for ashes, strength for fear, gladness for mourning, peace for despair. He gives beauty for ashes, strength for fear, gladness for mourning, peace for despair. When sorrow to surround you, when suffering hangs heavy on your head, know that tomorrow brings wholeness and healing. God knows your need, just believe what he said. He gives beauty for ashes, strength for fear, gladness, peace for despair. He gives beauty for ashes, strength for fear, gladness for mourning, peace for despair. When what you've done keeps you from moving on, when fear wants to make itself at home in your heart, know that forgiveness wholeness and healing. God knows your need, just believe what he says, that he gives beauty for ashes, strength for fear, gladness for mourning, peace for despair. He gives beauty for ashes, strength for fear, gladness. Was lost, but God has found me. I was bound up and set free, been made righteous in his sight, a display of his plan where all can see. I once was lost, but God has found me. I was bound up and set free, been made righteous in his sight, a display of his plan where all can see. He gives beauty for ashes, strength for fear, gladness for mourning, peace for despair. He gives beauty for ashes, strength for fear, gladness for mourning, peace for despair. He gives beauty for ashes, strength for gladness for mourning, peace for despair. He gives beauty for ashes, strength for fear. Gladness for mourning, peace for despair. gives peace for despair.
Thank you, Tracy. Wasn't that awesome? Well, ladies, I think we've aromatherapied you. We fed you. you got your pictures taken, right? You're feeling pretty good? So here's what we're going to do. All of our bookstore will close down now, and our aromatherapy shop will close down now. So Miss Anna will come back to her table. And here's what we'll do. After our ladies' tea, all these opportunities will still be available for you. You have a little bit more time so that you can take your time, and you've already seen what it is that you'd like to get, so it'd be a great opportunity to get. We'll probably set a couple more ladies back there to help out so that, I'm looking at Miss Nana as I say it, so we can check you out faster of Dr. Kathy's thing. But what we'll do is we'll take a 5-minute break. Okay, go ahead.
Haven't the aromatherapy table, have y'all gotten to visit it? Isn't that great? Okay, I just want to make an announcement. If you picked up one of those little vials of sample oil, it's not a sample to be taken. It's a sample so everyone gets a chance to smell the oil. So if you might have been a little confused by that, could you return it? It'll give everybody a chance to sample things. But I already have some peppermint oil on my head, and it did wonders for me. So thank you.
Yeah, just in case, because they were just using it for you to smell so you know what you're getting. But anyway, what I'd like is if you'd like to use the restroom or anything, this is a great opportunity, because for the next hour, we'll just be I'll do a little teaching with you. We'll learn a little bit about why we're here. Beauty for a